From the screen to the stage, Mrs. Doubtfire, the Broadway adaptation of the beloved movie starring Robin Williams, is set to begin previews here on Broadway next month. It's going to officially open in December, or should I say reopen. Annalise Scarpacci plays one of the kids, Lydia Hillard. So good to see you, Annalise.
Nice to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So just before the pandemic shut everything down, you were able to get through three performances of Mrs. Doubtfire. What have you been doing for the past 18 months?
I've been doing a lot of things, actually. At first, I was kind of like, this is the first time in about 10 years where I've had absolutely nothing to do. So I decided to find my guitar again, and I've been writing music. I actually have been working on an EP that's coming out this fall. So right around the time that we start previews, which is October 21st. So I'm so excited. And I've gone back to school, which is another blessing in disguise.
Right, because you've been a child actor on Broadway before Mrs. Doubtfire. I know this is your first principal role on Broadway.
Yes.
But you were in Matilda and A Christmas Story. So tell me what being in college has been like for you during this pandemic.
It's been a crazy experience. I actually am very grateful for all of my professors for welcoming me back to school. I had taken the year off to do Mrs. Doubtfire, and school was kind of a very difficult time for me going back into it because we were all mourning this loss of life that we had. So it was really, really a blessing in disguise, honestly.
Talk to me about the children who are on Broadway, because a lot of shows here employ young people.
Yeah.
And there are a number of them who are under 12 years old and unable to get vaccinated. What has this return to Broadway been like for them?
It's been crazy. I mean, I have to tell you, it's not easy. And as a former child actor, I know how hard it is because you're constantly thinking about, am I too old for my role? Am I going to grow? Is puberty going to hit me tomorrow?
Right.
There's all of these extra concerns that you have when you're an adult. You have, like, how am I paying the bills? Like, all these things. These are the things that the kids are concerned about.
Right.
And we are very lucky to have all of our children who are over 12. And we are very fortunate to have all of our children come back. We left as a family, and we're coming back as a family.
That's great.
That's what Mrs. Doubtfire is about.
That's wonderful news. And, you know, you bring up a really good point. Sometimes people outgrow their role. They get too tall. Like you said, puberty takes hold. So I guess there's a segment of the population on Broadway where some children actors are not coming back to those roles. And this has got to be a huge disappointment for them.
It's awful. I mean, honestly, I can't even think about what that feels like because to not know that your last day was coming, it gives me the chills. Like, I can't even fathom it.
Well, your last day is not coming. You're going to be getting back on stage next month. What have rehearsals been like, and what are you most looking forward to?
I'm so excited. We start rehearsals next Monday.
Okay.
I cannot wait. We're a very, very close family. Our entire cast, our crew, from our producers all the way to our wardrobe supervisors, we really have become this close family in such a short time. And we've really known each other longer on the internet than we have in person. And it's kind of insane to think about it. And I can't wait to see all of their faces and just give everybody hugs and just to just stand there in a room with them and to sing and to create again.
Right.
It's a gift.
And
it
to
really
be
is.
In front of a live audience again and to have that interaction and that shared experience. What is that going to be like for you?
It's going to be unbelievable. I actually got to see Waitress last week with my mom, and being in the audience, absolutely unbelievable. I couldn't even believe it. And my friend Charity, who was also in Mrs. Doubtfire, was Becky in Waitress, and she invited me, and she was in tears. And to watch her on stage, and I was just in tears thinking about when we're going to be on stage together.
Right.
Unbelievable. I can't even
Now, Mrs. Doubtfire, of course, the beloved movie starring Robin Williams, a little before your time.
Yeah.
But did you see the film before you did this on Broadway?
Oh, yeah. It's actually one of my favorite movies. Ironically, the story of Lydia, my character, is surrounded by the relationship between herself and her father.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was the first person to show me Mrs. Doubtfire, so it's a really special moment that I can
have. That was very apropos. Well, what's the one thing that you are hopeful for when the curtain rises on Mrs. Doubtfire next month?
That we stay open and that we keep continuing to make people happy and that we share our story with the world. I want everyone to come see the story. Our story is about family and the things you will do for the people that you love.
Annalise Scarpacci, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you were able to get a little college in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Best of luck to you and the whole company of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Thank you so much.
All right. And, you know, I do want to note, though, that some shows are actually not returning to Broadway this year, like Disney's Frozen. Also, West Side Story will not be reopening. But there are six new shows coming to Broadway, including Diana, Tina Turner, the musical, and the Broadway show Six. So as you've seen over these past 2 hours, the Broadway community is ready to go back to work. All they need now is you, the audience.